This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
This is Freedom's Disciple with Jonathan Dunn on the Blaze Radio Network.
Hey, this is John here from Freedom's Disciple podcast, the only show on the Blaze where you come for the accents, but you stay for the principles and the love and defense of American exceptionalism. You're about to listen to a short clip from last weekend's show, and I'd encourage you to share it with your family and your friends. Also, please consider subscribing to our show. Search for Freedom's Disciple on SoundCloud, iTunes, or Google Play Music, where a new show is released for free every Saturday at noon Eastern.
Thank you so much for sticking with me, America. As always, I'm on social media. You can engage with me anytime. I've been very chatty this weekend about this topic because honestly I've been chomping at the bit since Friday night. When I heard these comments, my head nearly exploded for many reasons. And I'm on Twitter at Freedom Disciple. I'm on Facebook at Freedom's Disciple, or if you just look up Jonathan Dunn, send me a friend request. I engage with everyone as much as I possibly can. I love it. All I ever want to do is have discussions with you. I don't want to make you feel like you're right or you're wrong or validate you or insult you. I'm here to discuss things with you. I have a unique view. I see things very differently. I see things from afar. And I just try and share them in a respectful way. But I've been very outspoken this weekend about this topic because, honestly, I can think of no more important topic to discuss than this issue. But I fear that the discussion about this issue is all going to be about Tommy and her comments, and yay, she's right, and no, she's wrong, and it's going to be a back and forth. I want to talk to you about principles. So let's talk about principles. You know, in a funny kind of way, Tommy's argument, she actually proved in her words that she wasn't consistent. Because she brought up in her answer, I'm for limited government. I want the government to stay out of my guns and stay out of my body. Okay, well then let's discuss this. What is the purpose? Obviously when she says guns, let's just play a little magic. Play by numbers. I'm guessing when she says guns, she means the Second Amendment. She wants the government to stay out of the Second Amendment. Okay, so let's go back because she claims to be a constitutional. Let's go back to your founding fathers. What was the purpose of the Second Amendment? What was the consistency argument behind the Second Amendment? Well, people say, well, it's the right to bear arms. Mm-hmm, it is. It's the right to bear arms and it shall not be infringed. Absolutely right. That's what the Second Amendment means. That's what the wording is. What does it mean? Where did their arguments come from? Because here's the thing. If you want to be a conservative and you want to be a good conservative, I think we all have a duty and a responsibility. And actually, I'm not going to say everyone. I'm going to say myself. Because this is a duty and a responsibility I take very seriously. I have a duty and a responsibility not to argue on the surface, but to dig deep into the meaning of things and explain the meaning of things and get you thinking like you wouldn't normally think for some of you. To highlight new ways, to highlight new things you might not have thought of before. So what is the Second Amendment? The right to bear arms. But what is its original meaning? Well, if you go all the way back and understand the founders didn't speak of the God that I worship, or any God. They spoke of nature's God and nature's law. That is what everything was based around. That certain rights were inalienable. They came from your creator. Whether that's God, whether that's Allah, whether that's a stone, wherever you believe you came from, that you have certain inalienable rights. Regardless of whether you agree with them or disagree with them, like them or hate them, that is what they believed. So what is the basis for the Second Amendment? Well, the basis for the Second Amendment, if you follow the theory of nature's law and nature's God, which we still, even our liberal friends, will respect in certain outcomes today, is the right to self-defense. Even our liberal friends, on certain occasions, will respect that on occasions today. Let me give you an example. Do you think our liberal friends would go crazy about this story? It was a guy. He went into the woods. He went into the cave where they knew there was a bear, and he saw bear eggs, and he said, hey, I'll have a little play with them. And guess what? The bear came, saw him playing with the eggs, and went and killed him. Do you think our liberal friends would go say, oh, well, kill the bear. The bear's been responsible. No. Nature's law says, hey, this is my cave. These are my... And I don't know even if a bear has eggs, but you get the point I'm trying to make. It's in its home. It's worried for its future. It has a right to self-defense. If it kills you, no one's going to go, well, bad bear. It's nature's law. That is what nature's law is about. And your founders were big into nature's God and nature's law and the meaning of life. That is what they are saying in the Second Amendment. It isn't per se about guns, per se. It is about saying you have a right to defend yourself. You are not a victim. All men are created equal. If someone goes to kill you, you have a right to say, no, I'm going to defend myself. It's not a case of, you just, well, if someone wants to kill you, you just got to sit there and play the victim. No, that's not consistent with nature's law and nature's God. Which is ironic, because right before she brings up, or right after she brings up, well, everyone has a right to guns, which is, by your founder's definition, which she says she's a constitutionalist, so I'm guessing she knows this. Well, what about the baby in the womb? So you're all for the right to defend yourself, but the baby in the womb doesn't have those rights? Because we respect a woman's right to choose? Huh. How does that work? How does that work? Do you see the inconsistencies here? But let me go one step further. Because I see... And I don't know whether... I don't know the reason for this, but I watch arguments from all sides, from my friends on the left, from my friends on the right, and I'm starting to understand the problem, and I've seen it for a while, and I've spoken about it, and I don't know how to address it. I think there are some people on the right who use labels just to feel, to identify, that makes them seem cool. That they haven't actually done too much research in it. Constitutionalist is one I see people thrown around. I've seen people say, I'm a constitutionalist, but I'm all for stimulus packages. Have you read the Constitution and enumerated powers to the federal government? If you can find a stimulus package in there, please tell me. And I think this is where we have a responsibility, and this is the purpose of this show, and I'm trying to make it the purpose of this show going forward. It's not to respond to people, it's to make the argument going forward. We have a duty and a responsibility, and sorry, I said we, I can't talk for anyone else. I have a duty and a responsibility to betray the founders, the principles they stood for, and why America is an exceptional nation, each and every week. To share their vision of why you are an exceptional nation. But I think a lot of people, and we need to help people, this is not to insult people or to demean people, we need to help people and inspire them to want to know more. The Constitution is not the be-all and end-all. It is an incredibly important document. But from the Founders' era, I can make an argument it's the third most important document. Because all the Constitution is, when you break down the Constitution, all it is giving powers to certain bodies. It's giving power to Congress. It's giving power to the executive, to the legislative, to the judiciary. It's giving you ways to amend the Constitution through Article 5. All it is a set of procedures. In many ways, all the Constitution is the house that you live in. And all we ever seem to do today is talk about the house. We always seem to talk about issues on the surface, on the house. Oh, wow, we've got a pretty house. It's a beautiful house. It's got a beautiful door, beautiful windows. It's painted in the most wonderful color. It looks great. It's aesthetically pleasing. But we need to be more as conservatives, as people on the right, people who revere your founders, whether you're a conservative, constitutional, libertarian. It's about the foundations. It's not about the house. It's about the foundations. The foundation to the Constitution is the Declaration of Independence. And the Declaration of Independence is something that we need to discuss a lot more. And I'm taking it on my personal, as someone who has a show and works on a network, as a responsibility to talk a lot more about. I've talked about it quite a bit on my show, but I want to speak about more and find new ways to talk about it, to share the stories behind it, because it is an incredible document. But if you claim to be a constitutional or a constitutionalist, that means you have read the Constitution, understand it, and understand that it is only the house and that the foundation is the Declaration of Independence. And the Declaration of Independence says, man are all equal. And you have certain rights from God or your Creator. And chief among them and first right, they said, is the right to life. The right to life. That is what it is about. Because here's the thing. Me and you and me and Tommy and me and everyone who listens and me and Glenn Beck and me and everyone on the left, we can have discussions about healthcare. We can have discussions about taxes. We can have discussions about the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, the Sixth Amendment, the Ninth Amendment. We can have all those discussions. We can have a discussion about free speech, about religion. We can have all these discussions. It is pointless from our point of view if you do not respect life. Because if you do not have a respect for life, how can then you turn around and say, well, I don't respect life and, you know, you can kill people. But, you know, I'm really passionate about the Second Amendment and guns. Or I'm really passionate about, you know, removing the NSA and them not spying on me. If you do not have a right to life, you do not have any other rights. Is it just me or am I just crazy in the way I see things? But if you do not have a right to life, how can you turn around and say, well, you have a right to not be spied on? Huh. So you're telling me I don't have a right to life, but I have a right not to be spied upon? You don't have a right to life, but you have a right to free speech. Huh? So if I make it, so basically when I'm in the womb and been formed and growing. If I make it out there, it's a lottery. But then the minute I get there, I have rights. I have a right to free speech. Yay! I can say anything I want. But thank God I made it through the womb. Is it just me or am I the only one who doesn't see this as inconsistent? I'm not saying hypocritical, inconsistent. And something that we need to talk out about more. We need to be the people who make the case. There's a great quote from George Washington. And if you're a long time listener, you know how much I love George Washington. Truth will ultimately prevail where there is pains to bring it to light. We have a choice right now, ladies and gentlemen. We have a choice on so many issues. Will we be the generation, the last generation who got to witness or understand some type of freedom? Or will we be the generation that inspires a new set of freedoms and a new invigoration of freedom and a new light for freedom for the world? That is our choice right now. Each and every generation has that choice. I can't speak for anyone else. I can only speak for me. But I am going to be at pains each and every day to bring the light to the truth. But it's not going to be my truth I'm going to bring light to. It's going to be eternal truths. And we'll go there right after this break. Don't go anywhere. I still have a lot to say, America. Don't go anywhere.
Thank you so much for listening to this short clip from the Freedom's Disciple podcast from last Saturday. I hope you enjoyed the content. Please subscribe for free on SoundCloud, iTunes, or Google Play Music by searching Freedom's Disciple, where new content is released every Saturday at 12 noon Eastern. God bless.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-803-6951.
This is Freedom's Disciple with Jonathan Dunn on the Blaze Radio Network.